This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Tokyo has now reported 3,177 new coronavirus cases. It's setting an all-time high and exceeding 3,000 for the first time days after the start of the Olympics. The new cases Wednesday exceeded the earlier record of 2,848 set the previous day, and it brings a total for the Japanese capital to more than 206,000, nearly 207,000 since the pandemic began early last year. Tokyo has been under a fourth state of emergency since July 12th ahead of the Olympics, which began last Friday despite widespread public opposition and concern that they would further worsen the outbreak. Experts say Tokyo's surge is being propelled by the new, more contagious Delta variant of the virus. Simone Biles will not defend her Olympic title. The American gymnastics superstar has withdrawn the all-around competition to focus on her mental well-being. The decision comes a day after Biles removed herself from the team following one rotation because she felt she was not mentally ready. Jade Carey, who finished ninth in qualifying, will take her place in the all-around, and USGA Gymnastics said Biles will be evaluated daily before deciding if she will participate in next week's individual events. U.S. President Joe Biden said Tuesday his administration is considering whether to require U.S. federal employees to be vaccinated against COVID-19. Biden made the remark during a visit to the Office of the Director of National Intelligence in Virginia as his administration's health experts advise Americans fully vaccinate against COVID-19 to start wearing masks again in some circumstances. This is VOA News. According to U.S. health authorities, Americans fully vaccinated against COVID-19 again should go back to wearing masks indoors public places and regions where the coronavirus is spreading rapidly. In a toughening of guidance issued earlier this month, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention also recommended all students, teachers, and staff at schools for kindergarten through 12th grade wear masks regardless of whether they're vaccinated. U.S. coronavirus cases have been rising due to the highly contagious Delta variant, which emerged in India but has quickly spread and now accounts for more than 80% of coronavirus cases. The U.S. government has suspended cooperation with Guatemala's Attorney General's office in response to the firing of its anti-corruption prosecutor, saying it has lost confidence in the Central American country's willingness to fight corruption. U.S. State Department Deputy Spokeswoman Jelena Porters told reporters in Washington Tuesday that the decision by Guatemala Attorney General Consuelo Porras to fire Juan Francisco Sandoval, the special prosecutor against impunity, it fits a pattern of behavior that indicates a lack of commitment to the rule of law and independent judicial and prosecutorial processes. A strong U.S. response was expected after Sandoval's shock dismissal on Friday. He fled the country the same day. The U.N. logistics chief says closing down the joint U.N.-African Union peacekeeping operation in Sudan's western Darfur region is proceeding on schedule, though with some hiccups. Said Tuesday that troops sought asylum in Sudan and thefts were reported at 10 sites and handed over local authorities, and armed groups are stationing forces around the main remaining logistics base. British lawmakers excoriated the government Tuesday for failing victims of the Windrush scandal. It's accusing officials of ignoring the plight of those whose lives were torn apart when the authorities improperly questioned their right to be in the UK. Parliament's Public Accounts Committee said a compensation program run by the Home Office was overly complex, too slow to hand out money, and understaffed, initially employing just 6 people to deal with the predicted 15,000 claims. The Windrush generation, named after the ship that carried the first migrants from the Caribbean in 1948, came to the UK in response to a government call for workers from throughout the British Empire. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.